Fiji confirmed 105 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, bringing the total number of COVID-19 cases to more than 1,000. Amidst the second outbreak, anti-lockdown demonstrations are broken out in Fiji's capital and protest at the lack of food. The government is urging citizens to stay at home to stop the spread of the virus, but many do not have anything to eat and cannot work during lockdown. Lethe Manovo is our correspondent in Suva in Fiji and joins us now. Welcome to the programme, Lethe. Where are these new infections coming from?
Kia ora, Mbula Philippa. The new infections are coming from now several clusters all growing there quickly, but the highest continues to be from the main hospital here in the capital, Suva, the Colonial War Memorial Hospital, which has been for a week now cordoned off to provide services only to COVID patients. The second highest cluster is now coming out of Nandi, our gateway town in the Western Division, which had been relatively COVID-free for more than 2 weeks. And they now have, from a particular district, a fast-growing cluster with 32 last night alone. And, of course, our Navy, as well as our police, as well as, unfortunately, the incident management team, which is the main advisory body to the Ministry of Health, now with their own cluster as well. There are a couple more, sadly, Philippa.
So what are the government plans now? We've got all the bodies, really, that are should be looking after people. We talk about the hospital, the police, who should be enforcing the lockdown provisions. They're all being affected and increasingly. So what is the government's plan to actually try and contain things?
Unfortunately, Philippa, the narrative continues to be the same, despite growing calls for hard lockdowns and growing calls for more stringent restrictive measures. Their narrative is the same, which is now three-pronged. One, to try and contain the virus. Two, to mitigate. And three, to continue the contact tracing and to speed up their testing capabilities. But unfortunately, that is not working. And I think the entire country is in agreement now. On the weekend, on Friday, the Prime Minister reiterated their message that they cannot afford to do a hard lockdown. They cannot afford to close off the entire country, or at least Viti Levu, where the virus is quite prevalent, because they simply cannot afford it. People need to go back to work, the Prime Minister reminds us, that those of us who are calling for a high lockdown are people who can afford to. And he is saying that the only way forward now for us is vaccination. And so there's a very heavy, heavy message and a lot of work, possibly the most amount of work being put into getting people to take the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And with those demonstrations, you know, as you say, people who can't work, run out of food, is the government looking to ask any organisations or any nations for extra help to try and deal with this outbreak?
So we've continued to ask them that. I particularly have asked them for about a month now as to when is their breaking point, when is the point at which they realize they can't do this alone, because it's been clear to very many Fijians that things are spiraling way out of control. We've gone from single digits to double digits to now triple digits in a very, very short time. And in fact, some experts are saying that we may be leading the world in terms of the amount of time it took us to double our figures. The protests are coming from red zones, communities and neighborhoods where there are active clusters growing really quickly. And these are people who have been shut off from the rest of the world because mm-hmm. the government's only restrictive measures have been these targeted lockdowns. And so people who are being locked down are saying they're not getting supplies. The government, on the other hand, speaking through media organizations that they prefer, say the government is providing supplies. But there's an overwhelming number of people, moms really, ordinary people out on the streets protesting that they're not getting the supplies they need because the lockdown is affecting them in that way. And this is now all over Viti Levu. We're both here in the Central Eastern Division where the situation is really pretty bad, and in Nandi, where an entire district that has up to 4 villages and neighborhoods affected by this. And so, unfortunately, we're not hearing anything new from the government. They're continuing to tell us to follow COVID protocols. to stay home and continuing to tell us that, you know, what we already know now.
Yeah, so more of the same, Letha. Yes, the advice.
Yes,
look, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for your time this morning. Whanaka, that was Letha Manovo, our correspondent in Suva, Fiji.